I'd love to talk just for a few minutes about your process. When you get a commission for a piece, or you just are most of your works commissions, or do you just write some things because you want to write them and then find a place? How does that start, first of all?
Well, nearly all my music is commission. I can't remember what it's like to write something that's not commissioned because I always have a commission on the go.
Oh,
So
that's wonderful.
it is. I'm very fortunate, and it's also very good. I mean, the deadlines are just brilliant, much better than any kind of inspiration.
Yes. All right. So
So
that's the inspiration.
that is the inspiration, that deadline looming.
And then it sounds, well, I've already learned from talking to you about some of your individual works that you are inspired by nature and bird songs and poetry. Anything else you can add to that, or when you start, how do you start?
Well, the great thing about a commission is that it comes from a commissioner who often has their own ideas, and particularly the concerto form, which is really my sort of signature form. I've written, I think I'm on my 15th concerto now, so it's very much what I do, and it's very much to do that with that interaction between the soloist and the audience, or the soloist and the orchestra, the soloist and the conductor, and the soloist very much as a protagonist telling a story. So it is to do with storytelling and drama and theatre. And that soloist has always been the initiator of the work. So, and it's usually someone that I've had a working relationship with in the past as a player. So, for instance, Anthony Marwood, who I worked with in the Raphael Ensemble, came to me with an idea for a concerto, which was to base it on the Remarque novel, All Quiet on the Western Front, about the First World War.
Oh.
And he sent me a copy of the novel, and I kind of thought, well, what's this? And when I read it, I saw exactly what he meant. And it's incredibly moving and powerful, dramatic and visual. And all those things went into the violin concerto. And my first concerto for Robert Cohen, I'm writing a second one for him at the moment. He loved the idea of variation form, moving through the concerto. And I was living near a river at the time, and I thought that the river was the sort of ultimate variation form, that you could take the same section of the river and see it in different weathers, different seasons. And it was the same river, but so different. And the piece is called River, and it reflects that. So often
It's
the
like a
idea,
painter would do,
yes,
yeah.
but the great thing is that the ideas come from outside, they come from the soloist. And that's a huge starting point for me, quite apart from the practical things, like they know how long they want it to be, and they know what scoring the commission is from the orchestra, and they know what they're offering me in terms of scoring. So all these things are a given, which is a huge help. I mean, if you've got too much blankness when you
Right,
start,
that's
it's a
right.
bit scary.
Are you usually working on one project at a time?
I work on one big orchestral piece and at a time, and then I quite often have smaller pieces that I'm doing, and quite often they are actually, I do sometimes write birthday pieces for friends and things like that,
Oh,
and
that's nice.